Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. Still miss him. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend is celebrating his 17th anniversary as a founding member of our brain trust. Ken Grombach's here. He's the author of The Age Curve. He's our resident demographer. Ken, thanks again for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, us too. You've been telling us about some very interesting things, especially the impact that boomers are going to have, baby boomers are going to have on a number of industries, like the death care industry, like the healthcare industry. If you were advising maybe even a baby boomer company to move in the direction to take advantage, other than what you were talking about earlier about the death care industry, how would you advise them to alter, to adjust the focus of their products and services going forward?
Make the baby boomer's life easier, save them some time, don't rip them off. Make sure your product is priced right. But what's happening is the boomers the number we use is boomers are retiring now at the rate of 1 every 8 seconds. And yep. They're flying. And boomers are going to move south. And they're not just going to move south to Florida. They're going to move south all the way across our southern border, all the way over to Texas. And it's going to be out of control. But they're still going to buy. They have money. They're going to buy cars. They're going to buy clothes. They're going to buy fishing equipment. They're going to buy golf clubs. They're going to buy. But they are retiring. It is. Retirement is going to be a monster business, and it's just now really starting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the peak. So maybe services to help them accomplish those things, as you said, save them time. One of the things I've noticed about the people is, and this is moving down the socioeconomic ladder more and more, and that is that increasingly people are valuing their time more than their money.
You got it. But that's an absolute for sure thing. Hey, another thing that your listeners really need to keep in mind is we're watching minorities. You know, we're 35% minority in the United States right now, and in 2048, the white people will be a minority. Mm-hmm. So I encourage folks. I was talking to an all-white audience a couple days ago, and I said, you got to hire minorities because you're missing out on business. If you don't think you're missing out on business, you have rocks in your head. Mm-hmm. There are so many changes taking place, Jim. There are changes. People say boomers are aging. Gen Y is now just starting to get married and they'll start families. That's the household thing. Everything in the household is going to sell. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time. A really exciting time.
Well, it's exciting if you're not looking backwards.
Well,
if you're facing forward, it's an exciting time. If you're embracing life and change and leading change, it's an exciting time. But if you one of the things I've been saying a long time, and I talk about this in my book, Ken, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yep.
And so if you have the attitude that I love being in the shoestring business, but I don't sell shoestrings in the future like I sold them in the past, I'm going to make the adjustment to that, then you can be in the shoestring business the rest of your life.
Right. Absolutely. Major changes ahead and everything. There's going to be changes in the way that the recreation is done, entertainment, the way food is bought. Food's going to be bought by nutrition as opposed to by weight or mass.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting time. Education is changing. A lot of colleges are going to go away.
I think the higher education industry is going to have a rough 21st century.
Big time.
Let me say this: the ones who still think that they do business the way they used to do it.
Precisely
because they're still building buildings.
They massive open online courses. It's going to be done on the internet. Your education, my daughter right now, I have a daughter that graduated college, cost me a fortune, and my other daughter now is doing a lot of her courses online, and I told her when she graduates college, I'm going to buy her a brand new car.
Exactly. All right, I got about a minute. Last thoughts.
Well, just that the times, they are changing, and don't be afraid of it. These are exciting times. When you have change, you have opportunity. change in big change equals big opportunity. And what an opportunity for small business. I don't want to be McDonald's right now because the Generation Y is discovering what they've been feeding us all along. And I wouldn't want to be Walmart right now because of all their civil rights violations. Mm-hmm. Generation Y is not going to shop there. Small business.
Values are a big deal for Gen Y, no question about that. Hey, yes. Ken, good job today as always. Come back soon.
See ya. Take care, man.
And thanks again for 17 great years.
Bye-bye.
Ken Grumbach, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.